This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. One person was killed, four were injured in France today after an explosion at a nuclear waste treatment site 20 miles from the southern city of Avignon. Officials say no radioactive materials have leaked from the site.
Now, the news comes as a pivotal case in the United States over nuclear regulation begins today in Brattleboro, Vermont. At issue, the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, and exactly who has the authority to shut it down, the federal government or the state?
Well, for every single other nuclear plant in the country, the answer is simple. Only the federal government, through the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, has the power to shut down a nuclear facility.
But in Vermont, it's not so simple. For more on why, we turn to Matthew Wald, New York Times reporter, who has been covering energy issues for the past three decades. He joins us today from Washington. Matthew Wald, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Meghna. Thank you.
It's great to have you, Matthew. I mean, let me just start off by pointing out that the company that currently owns Vermont Yankee, Entergy, has actually received a 20-year extension from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to run the plant beyond next March 2012.
Yes.
So why is it that the state of Vermont is seeking to shut it down?
There's a certain irony here. The Entergy bought the plant. It was built by a group of local utilities who never ran it very well and never made much money on it. They sold it to Entergy, which runs plants all over the country. All power plants, nuclear or non-nuclear, need local permission to run. The term changes from state to state, but you got to have some kind of certificate of public good. When Vermont Yankee was purchased by Entergy, as part of the deal, Entergy agreed that the state would have to issue a renewed certificate of public good for the plant to run beyond the initial 40-year license period. And in the intervening years, the plant became a hot potato, became very unpopular, and the state is refusing to issue the certificate.
Okay, walk me through this in a little more detail, because from what I understand, that certificate was initially supposed to come through the state's utility regulator. But what happened was, I believe in 2006, the Vermont General Assembly decided to give itself, an elected body, power to basically be the ultimate arbiter of whether or not that permission was granted. Is that true?
That's correct. Both the House and Senate would have to vote to grant it, and the Senate last year took it up and voted it down. So at the moment, it looks like the only way it's going to get the certificate is if the court says that this law is not compatible with the federal and state regulatory system. What we have here basically is a conflict between the federal law, which is the Atomic Energy Act of 1954. It's a long time ago now. That gave exclusive control over nuclear safety to the federal government and a state's ability to do economic regulation. The state insists it's trying to do economic regulation. It doesn't think this plant is economically sensible. But if you look at the statistics, the plant runs better now than it ever has in its lifetime. It's had a few slip-ups here and there, but it turns out more power than it ever did. So the question is the regulation that the state is trying to bring about economic or safety?
Interesting. Well, we should also note that in 2010, some leaky pipes at Vermont Yankee ended up seeping radioactive material into the groundwater there. So the safety issues are very much in the front of people's mind in Vermont.
That's true. The trouble with radiation leaks is the radiation is detectable in acutely small amounts. It did dump some radioactive material into the dirt. It's not drinking water. It didn't give anybody a dose, but it looked absolutely lousy. And because of events in Vermont and events outside of Vermont, including Fukushima, for that matter, there's strong environmental sentiment. I shouldn't call it environmental. I should just call it anti-nuclear. It's not clear to me what the environmental decision here would be, whether to burn more coal and natural gas or whether to keep running the reactor. But there's strong sentiment against the reactor, and they clearly have a majority in both houses of the state legislature.
Now, what is Entergy, the company that currently owns Vermont Yankee, the nuclear facility, what's Entergy likely to argue in this case?
They're likely to say that the state is essentially making safety arguments and is not allowed to make safety arguments, and that they have satisfied the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that, yes, they've had problems, but that they're on top of things now and they're safe to run for another 20 years.
Well, I noticed that in court filings, lawyers representing the state of Vermont have said recently that, quote, the fact that state legislators and other state officials comment on or ask questions about radiological safety is not evidence that the state is intruding on areas regulated by the NRC, because states also advocate on safety issues with the NRC all the time. Is that a sound argument?
I think if you had a statistician look at the operation of the plant, say, how many times has it automatically shut down in a safety shutdown? How many times has it had to be gradually shut down because of mechanical problems? You would say that it runs more reliably now than it did in the past. It's true that public sentiment is more against the plant than it ever has been, and it's true that the state legislature reflects public sentiment. But it's hard to say when all those elected officials say, look, they leaked water in the ground. One of the big issues is two officials of the plant were giving testimony after there were underground pipe leaks at other plants. And they were asked, are there any pipes like that that could leak here? Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we don't have any pipes like that. And in fact, they did have pipes like that. That just enraged people. Mm. But it's hard to argue that what's at stake, what the basic argument is economics. It isn't. It's safety.
Well, you know, and you mentioned the Fukushima Daiichi plant, of course, in Japan. And we're just yesterday, I believe, was the 6-month anniversary of the earthquake that rocked Japan and caused all those problems there. So that must be a shadow that's being cast over the court case in Vermont.
I suppose it is. It certainly doesn't make the legislature more likely to do something different. I understand that in early testimony up there, Entergy has portrayed itself like a hostage or a mugging victim. Entergy is saying that it's been approached by the state and told that if it'll sell electricity cheap enough, they might get their license. I think there is a certain aspect of economic relationship here, power politics. But essentially what's happening is a whole variety of factors outside the plant itself and some within the plant. But this is a rough time to want to renew a license for a nuclear reactor in the United States.
Well, on the other hand, though, I believe that the NRC has already renewed the licenses for some 71 of the nation's 104 nuclear power plants. So given that, is this case in Vermont still, could it be precedent setting regardless of the way that the judge actually decides? I mean, what is the impact that it could have across the country in other states that are looking at perhaps trying to exert some control over the power plants in their borders?
What was that old joke about presidential elections? As New Hampshire goes, so goes the nation. But it turns out as New Hampshire goes, so goes Vermont. Actually, as Vermont goes, so could go New York. Entergy owns the two Indian Point reactors, which are much larger and much more important to the regional electric grid than Vermont Yankee is. In New York, the issue is a water quality permit. There's been years and years of negotiations over this permit. The new governor there, Governor Cuomo, would like to shut the plant and is trying to withhold the permit as a way to shut it. I think they're likely to end up in court also.
Hmm. Matthew Wald, reporter for The New York Times, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Meghna.
Stay with us. Up next, at the last GOP debate, Rick Perry said Michael Dukakis created more jobs than Mitt Romney. Romney shot back that George Bush created more jobs than Perry. As the men get set to meet again tonight in a second debate, we examine the truth behind the tit for tat. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.